This week's parsha is Parsha's Emor, and in Parsha's Emor we have the law of bringing the Omer, and since we are in the Omer, we are going to discuss that portion, which is on chapter 23, verse number 9. The pasuk says, "Vaydabra Hashem el Moshe leimor," Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, saying, "Daber el bnei Israel," speak to the children of Israel, "Ve'omarto aleihem," and you should tell them, "Kisavoyu el haaretz," when you will come to the land, "asher ani noisen lochem," that I will give you, meaning the obligation to bring the Omer will take effect as soon as you come into Eretz Yisrael, and you don't have to wait the usual 14 years, which consisted of 7 years of conquering Eretz Yisrael and 7 years of dividing the land of Israel to the tribes, but this will take effect as soon as you come into Eretz Yisrael. Uketzartem es katzira, and you should reap its harvest. Vehaveisem es omer, and you should bring the omer. Rashi explains that omer is a certain measure of grain. Reishis katzirchem, the first of your harvest, el hakoyen, to the koyen. Which means that whenever you want to enjoy the new harvest, first you are required to bring the first cutting to the koyen, which means that before the Jewish people harvest their fields, we are supposed to harvest a omer, which is a measure of grain, from one field, and bring this as an offering to Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash, and we should bring that to the koyen. And then, ve'einif es ha'omer lifnei Hashem, the koyen should wave the omer in front of Hashem, nirtzonchem, to gain favor. Rashi explains that if we do the procedure, then we'll gain favor in the eyes of Hashem. Mimochraz Shabbos, in the day after Shabbos, which here refers to the first day of Pesach, which means that we have to do the day after the first day of Pesach, which is the second day of Pesach, which is the 16th of Nisan. Yenifenu HaKoyen, the Koyen should wave it. And then on Pasuk number 13 and 14, the Torah describes that you should bring an animal offering, and you should also bring a flower offering and the wine for libations. And then on Pasuk number 14, the Torah tells you, "V'lechem, v'koli, v'karme, lo'y soichlu, ad etzem ayom hazeh," that bread, roasted kernels, and plump kernels, you should not eat until this very day, meaning until the 16th of Nisan, "ad aviyachem es korban elokeichem," until you have brought the offering to Hashem, "chukas oilon medoreseichem," it's an eternal decree for all generations, "b'choil moshoseichem," in all your dwelling places, which means that we are not supposed to eat from the new harvest, we're not supposed to even harvest until they bring the Omer offering, which is the first cutting of the new crop that was planted after Rosh Hashanah, that you are prohibited from taking anything from the new crop until the public brings the Omer offering, and only afterwards you are allowed to harvest and enjoy the fruits of the new crop. The Omer offering was a barley offering, and once you brought this barley offering, you could enjoy the fruits of the new crop, even if the crop consisted of different type of grains, like wheat and the other grains. Which means that until you brought this barley offering, you were prohibited from eating from any new harvest that you had, be it wheat or other grains. But after the Omer, then you were allowed to eat the other grains. There is an interesting Medrash Rabbah on this week's Parsha, on Parsha Kof Ches 28, Simen Vav, where this Medrash Rabbah is going to be the focus of our Shiur. The Medrash Rabbah says, Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Le'olam, forever, al tehi mitzvahs Omer kal benecha," don't let the mitzvah of Omer be light in your eyes. Why not? "Shal yedei mitzvahs Omer," because only because of the mitzvah of the Omer, "zocho Avram lirash es Eretz Kanan," Avram Avinu merited to inherit the land of Canaan. As it's written in chapter 17, verse number 8, when Hashem promised Avraham Avinu, "Venosati lecha, I will give you ulezaracha charecha, and to your children after you, as eretz megurecha, the land of your dwelling, eis kol eretz Canaan, the whole land of Canaan, lachuzas oilam, for an everlasting inheritance, v'yiso lohem lelokim, and I will be to them for a God." And then in Pasuk number 9 it says, "Vayomer Elohim el Avram," Hashem tells Avram, "Va'ato es brisi tishmoir, and as for you, you should keep my covenant. Ato v'zarecha charecha deroisam, you and your offsprings after you throughout their generations." The Midrash asks, "V'eze, what are we discussing? What is the covenant for all generations?" The Midrash answers, "Ze mitzvah sa'omer," this is the mitzvah of Omer. Meaning that because of the mitzvah of Omer, Hashem signed a covenant of Avraham Avinu that he will give us the land of Canaan, which is the land of Israel. This is what we call a perplexing Midrash, because the verse there in Bereishis does not mention Omer whatsoever. As a matter of fact, right after the pasuk that says, "Va'atos brisi tishmoy," and you should safeguard my covenant, the verse tells you clearly what is the covenant that you should safeguard. Because in pasuk number 10, the pasuk says, "Zois brisi asher tishmeru," this is the covenant that you should safeguard, "Beinu veinechem," between me and you, "uvein zaracho acharecho," and between your children after you, "himoy lochem kol zachor," that you should circumcise every male. So we see clearly that the verse is referring to the covenant of the circumcision. Then how does Rabbi Yochanan take this verse and says that this is referring to the Omer? Rav Zev Wolf, in his Perish on the Medrash Rabbah, explains that since we see that the first new mitzvah that the Jewish people performed when they came into Eretz Yisrael is the bringing of the Omer, as it's written in Yehoshua chapter 5, verse number 11, that the Jewish people brought the Passover offering and they also brought the Omer, then obviously this is the mitzvah that causes us to receive Eretz Yisrael. And he explains that we can't say that the mitzvah of circumcision is the covenant that causes us to get Eretz Yisrael, as it's written literally in the verse in Bereishis, because circumcision we did already when we were in Mitzrayim, when we were in Egypt. As it's written in Parshas Bo, chapter 12, verse number 48, where the Torah tells you that you're required to circumcise, that unless you circumcise, you cannot have the Pesach offering. And then on verse 50, it's written, "Vayasu kol bnei Yisrael kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe v'Aharon," that the whole Jewish people did as Moshe and Aharon said, meaning that they all circumcised. Then we see that they circumcised already before the first Passover offering, before we left Egypt, and yet that generation did not merit to come into Eretz Yisrael. Then we know that this mitzvah of circumcision cannot be the mitzvah that gives you the merit to go into Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Zev Wolf continues and says that we also cannot say that the merit of Pesach offering is the merit that we got into Eretz Yisrael, because as soon as we got into Eretz Yisrael, we did a Passover offering, as it is written in the Pasuk in Yehoshua that we mentioned. That can be because you already did a Passover offering in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, and we also did a Passover offering the first year of the desert, and yet that generation again did not merit to come into Eretz Yisrael. Then we see that the Passover offering is not the mitzvah that gives you the merit to go into Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, we must say that the only mitzvah that the Jewish people did as soon as they came to Eretz Yisrael is the mitzvah of Omer, the mitzvah of bringing the Omer offering. Then we must say that this is the mitzvah that gives you the merit to go into Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says that the Torah says, "This is my covenant that I am going to make with you that you're going to Meretz Israel, it must be referring to the mitzvah of Omer, because that is the only mitzvah that we made as soon as we went into Eretz Israel, and that gave us the merit to conquer Eretz Israel and inherit it. And Sefer Yedei Moshe explains where do we find that the Omer is called a bris, a covenant, that when the pasuk says Zois bris, this is my covenant, that it is referring to the Omer. And he answers based on the Medrash Rabbe on Parsha Chof Ches Gimel, where the Medrash Rabbe says that the bringing of the Omer protects the crop from Ruach Ra, bad winds, and Talalim Roim, and bad dews. And we know that regarding the Tal, regarding the dew that falls, it's written that it's Bris Krusol Tal She'eno Betero Loilam. There's a covenant that the Tal, the dew, falls no matter what, even in the days of famine, there is still dew. Therefore, the bris that it's mentioned is referring to dew, and the Omer comes to make sure that the dews are good. Therefore, the Omer is considered a bris, a covenant. And therefore, when Hashem makes a covenant with Avraham Avinu that he is going to give the land, the covenant is the mitzvah of Omer, because the Omer is the one that makes the dew proper. The Berach Moshe answers this Medrash by first explaining the context of the Pasuk there that says that the Brisi, my covenant, and we mentioned that the context is the covenant of Bris Milah, of the circumcision, as the verse clearly says that Himo Elohim Kol Zohar, that circumcise all male. And the Berach Moshe wants to explain what is so special about the circumcision that Hashem decides to write a covenant with Avraham Avinu, that through this covenant he will get the land of Israel. And to start to explain that, the Berach Moshe goes to the beginning of that section, which is in Bereshis chapter 17, verse number 1, where the verse there says that Avraham Avinu was 99 years old. Hashem appeared to Avraham Avinu and he said, Ani Kel Shakai, Am Hashem, Hisalech Lefanai, walk in front of me, Vehe Somim, and be complete. Rashi, on his first explanation, explains what is the meaning, Hisalech Lefanai, Vehe Somim, walk in front of me, and be complete. Rashi says, Avze Tzivui Achar Tzivui, that this also is a commandment after a commandment, meaning Hashem is telling Avraham Avinu, Haye Shalom Bechol Nisyo Noisai, that you should be complete in all my testing, meaning that Hashem tells Avraham Avinu to be careful and make sure that he passes all the tests. The Berach Moshe is wondering why was it necessary that Hashem give a special warning for Avraham Avinu that he should be able to pass the test of the circumcision, when Hashem clearly saw previously that Avraham Avinu passed even a stronger test, the test of Ur Kasdim, meaning that in Parshas Noah, on chapter 11, verse 28, there it says that Haron died al pnei Terach Aviv, on the face of Terach, his father. And Rashi explains that Terach was the cause for Haron to die, because when Avraham Avinu broke the idols of his father's shop, Nimrod wanted that Avraham Avinu worship idols. Avraham Avinu refused, and Nimrod threw Avraham Avinu in the pit of fire, and Hashem saved Avraham Avinu from the pit of fire. And Haran, his brother, was undecided, and he thought that if Avraham Avinu is going to be saved, then he will also agree to be thrown in the pit of fire. After Avraham Avinu was saved, they threw Haran, and unfortunately Haran died. But from the fact that Avraham Avinu was willing to be thrown into the pit of fire rather than worship idols, then we see that Avraham Avinu has the self-sacrifice it takes to do Hashem's will. Then why does Hashem need to give a special warning regarding the test of the circumcision, when Hashem already saw previously that Avraham Avinu passed the test of even allowing himself to be killed for Hashem, then clearly he's going to pass the test of the circumcision. And then the Berach Moshe asks, why is the circumcision so special that in the merit of the circumcision, Hashem will give the land to the Jewish people? Clearly, according to the Gemara and according to Rav, Avraham Avinu not only kept the mitzvah of circumcision, but Rav says in Yuma, Dav Kav Ches Amed Beis 28b, Kiyem Avraham Avinu Kol HaTorah Kula, that Avraham Avinu kept the whole Torah, Shenemar, because it's written in Bereshis chapter 26, verse number 5, Ekev Asher Shama Avraham Bekoili, because Avraham Avinu listened to my voice, V'yishmor Mishmartin, and he kept my safeguards, Mitzvoisai, my laws, V'chokoisai, my decrees, V'toroisai, and my Torahs. As a matter of fact, the Gemara there also brings down in the name of Rav, and some say name of Rav Ashi, that Avraham Avinu kept not only the written laws, but he also kept the oral laws, meaning the rabbinic enactments, like Eruv Tavshilin. Because in that very same verse says that Avraham Avinu kept Toiroisai, my Torahs, in the plural. Then in the plural means that he kept at least two Torahs, and we have the Torah Shebichsav, the written laws, which are the five books of Moses, which are the laws written clearly in the Torah. And then we have Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral law, which are the rabbinic laws. Then we see that Avraham Avinu kept all the mitzvahs. Then why couldn't he receive Eretz Yisrael in the merit of the other mitzvahs? Why he only received Eretz Yisrael in the merit of the circumcision? Another question that Meforshim asked regarding Avraham Avinu and regarding this Gemara, that Avraham Avinu kept all the mitzvahs before it was given, is that if Avraham Avinu kept all the mitzvahs before it was given, why didn't Avraham Avinu keep the mitzvah of circumcision? Meaning, why did Avraham Avinu wait till the age of 99 and Hashem commands Avraham Avinu to do the circumcision? If he kept all the other mitzvahs before it was given, he should have done this mitzvah also. He should have circumcised himself before it was given in an earlier age. There are many answers to this question, but one of the answers is based on the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Dav Gimel, Amad Aleph 3a, where there the Gemara brings in the name of Rav Chanina, that Rav Chanina says, Godol ha-mitzuve ve-oise, that one who performs a mitzvah, having been commanded, is greater, yoiser mishe'ena mitzuve ve-oise, more than somebody who performs a mitzvah without having been commanded. Meaning that if somebody volunteers to do a mitzvah, to do something, even though it's a great thing, still he doesn't get as much credit in heaven as when somebody is obligated to do something and does it. And Tosfos explains what is the reason for it. Tosfos says, "Mipnei she'odoeg tamid levatel itzroi," that when a person is commanded to do something, then he is always worried to cancel out, to overcome his evil inclination, ulekaya mitzvahs boroi, to perform the commandment of Hashem. Meaning that Hashem gave the evil inclination a job, that whenever we are commanded to do something, the evil inclination has to try to block us from doing it. Like that, when we overcome that, we are able to get reward, because then we exercised our free will to do this mitzvah. But the evil inclination doesn't have a directive when people want to volunteer to do mitzvahs. When people are not commanded on doing mitzvahs, then the evil inclination doesn't have to stop the person from doing it, because his directive is only to block somebody who is commanded to perform a mitzvah, to perform a deed. Therefore, since when you volunteer for something, you don't have to overcome your evil inclination as much, your reward for that deed, for that volunteering, is not as great as when somebody is commanded to do something and he actually performs it. Therefore, Avraham Avinu knew that Hashem is eventually going to tell him to do the circumcision, and Avraham Avinu wanted to do the circumcision in the higher level of Metzuvah Ve'oise, the level of somebody who is commanded and does it. Therefore, Avraham Avinu waited till Hashem actually commanded him to do the circumcision, and only after Hashem commanded him to do the circumcision, Avraham Avinu did it. The Berach Moshe explains that this is exactly why Avraham Avinu needed a special warning regarding the mitzvah of circumcision, meaning that all the other mitzvahs that Avraham Avinu did, and Avraham Avinu did the whole Torah, he was not commanded to do them. He did it in a voluntary basis. Therefore, since he did it in a voluntary basis, the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, is not steadfast that Avraham Avinu should not perform those deeds. The evil inclination allows Avraham Avinu to perform, and therefore Avraham Avinu doing those deeds doesn't need a warning from Hashem that he should do those mitzvahs. But here, on the circumcision, this is the first mitzvah that Hashem tells Avraham Avinu that he wants him to do. Since it's the first mitzvah that Hashem tells Avraham Avinu that he wants him to do, then the evil inclination is clearly going to stand in Avraham Avinu's way in ways that was unprecedented until now. Therefore, now Hashem needs to warn Avraham Avinu to be careful to make sure that you pass my test. Even Ur Kasdim, where Avraham Avinu threw himself on the pit of fire, since Avraham Avinu did not have yet the law of a Jew, then he is not mitzuveh al kiddush Hashem. He was not commanded to sacrifice himself for the sanctification of Hashem's name, meaning he shouldn't die in order not to worship an idol. Therefore, Avraham Avinu throwing himself in the pit of fire was voluntary. Since it was voluntary, the evil inclination wasn't so steadfast on Avraham Avinu that he bowed to the idol. Therefore, Avraham Avinu had the strength to sacrifice himself on the sanctification of Hashem's name. But now that Avraham Avinu is commanded to do the circumcision, now the evil inclination has a very strong jab against Avraham Avinu. Hashem wanted to make sure that Avraham Avinu passes the test. Therefore, Hashem warned Avraham Avinu specially that he should be very careful to make sure that he passes the test. According to this, the Berach Moshe explains that the same thing happened to the Jewish people when they came into Eretz Yisrael. Meaning that, as we mentioned before from Yeshua chapter 5, verse number 11, that's written there, Vayoichlu me'avori oretz v'machraz ha-Pesach, that they ate from the fruits of the land the day after Pesach. And the rabbis learned Kedushin Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis 37b that Memochras a Pesach Ochel, only the day after Pesach they ate from the fruit of the land. But Meikara, but as soon as they came into the land, which was the 10th of Nisan, Loi Ochel, they did not eat. Why? The Akriv Omer, because they first brought the Omer, Vehadar Ochel, and afterwards they ate. Meaning that after they came into the land, the first new mitzvah that they did was the mitzvah of Omer. And clearly, if you hold like the Ramban in Vayikra, chapter 18, verse 25, where there the Ramban puts the theory that the mitzvahs outside of Israel were voluntary, were only a rehearsal for the performance in the land of Israel, meaning that any time we kept the mitzvah outside of Israel, it wasn't really as a mitzvah, as a commandment, but just a rehearsal for when you come into the land of Israel, that you should perform the right way. Then we understand clearly that when the Jewish people came to the land of Israel, the Yetzer Hara became very, very strong, because now they became in the category mitzvah ve'oise, they are commanded and do something. Therefore, the fact that they were able to do the first mitzvah, the mitzvah of Omer, in such an exemplary way, was considered a great thing, since they had to overcome an evil inclination which is commanded to block them. But even if we hold, like the different opinions, that we were commanded to perform the mitzvahs outside of Israel, and not just as rehearsal, it is known fact that the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael are considered holier. They are considered in a greater level. And since they are considered in a greater level, then the evil inclination tends to be in your way more than mitzvahs performed anywhere else. Because here you are in the courtyard of the king, Hashem, and the evil inclination wants you to mess up the courtyard of the king, because then the sin is going to be greater. Therefore, the evil inclination tries to attack the people in Eretz Yisrael in a greater level. As a matter of fact, the Rama Mipano in his Sefer Esrei Maamarot, Maamar Chikur Din, Chelek Beis, Perek Zayin, on the Pasuk in Zechariah, chapter 3, verse number 2, where the verse there says, Igar Hashem Becho HaSotan, that Hashem is going to scream on you, the Satan, the evil inclination. Ve'igar Hashem Becho, and Hashem is going to scream on you, HaBoicher B'Yerushalayim, the one who chooses Jerusalem, meaning that since the evil inclination chooses Yerushalayim more than anywhere else, because since Yerushalayim it's a holier place, then Hashem is going to scream at the Satan, because Hashem first says, I'm going to scream at the Satan, which is the Satan everywhere, and then Hashem is going to scream at the Satan who chooses Yerushalayim. Then you see that anywhere that is holier than the Satan, the evil inclination tends to block the person from doing the mitzvahs in the holiest places. Therefore, when the Jewish people came into Eretz Yisrael, and this was the first mitzvah that the Jewish people performed in Eretz Yisrael, then even though the evil inclination was in their way in the desert, but now that the Jewish people came to Eretz Yisrael, then clearly the Satan, the evil inclination, is going to become more vigorous, is going to come at them in a stronger way, and then the Jewish people are going to be tested in a harder way. Therefore, after the Jewish people were able to pass this test, and the Jewish people were able to bring the Omer and disregard the Satan, even though they crossed Eretz Yisrael and the Satan is so strong, therefore the mitzvah of Omer is considered such a great mitzvah, because this is the first two mitzvah that they did in Eretz Yisrael, and in Eretz Yisrael the Satan, the evil inclination, is stronger. So the Jewish people had more to overcome. And the Berach Moshe now, according to this, explains why, in fact, the covenant of the bris of the circumcision involved getting Eretz Yisrael. Meaning that we could understand now why the merit of doing the circumcision afforded the Jewish people the land of Israel. And he explains that since, as we mentioned, the circumcision was the first mitzvah that Avraham Avinu was commanded to do, and since Avraham Avinu, when he performed the circumcision, he had to overcome such a strong Yetzer Hara, such a strong evil inclination, an unprecedented evil inclination for him, because until now he was on the level of Eino Mitzuva voice, as somebody who is not commanded and does it. And now he got to the level that somebody who is commanded and does it, and the evil inclination was really strong on his way, and yet Avraham Avinu was able to overcome that evil inclination, even if Mesiras Nefesh, even if self-sacrifice, that allowed that the Jewish people later, his children, should also have the Mesiras Nefesh, the self-sacrifice, to stand against the evil inclination and perform the mitzvahs properly, even though they'll have an unprecedented evil inclination. Either according to the Ramban, that when they did in the desert was considered Eino Mitzuve Ve'oise, they like not commanded and they did it, and it was only training, and now finally they were commanded, then finally the evil inclination gets to attack you in a stronger level. Or according to the other interpretation, since this is the first mitzvah that they do in the land of Israel, and then you have unprecedented evil inclination, because the evil inclination strikes harder when there is holiness involved, because he wants to break up that holiness, then the Jewish people had to overcome, and they got this strength to overcome the evil inclination in unprecedented ways from Avraham Avinu. And in the same way that when the Jewish people came into the land, the Jewish people were able to overcome the evil inclination, that caused later on that the Jewish people are able to perform all mitzvahs completely, and the Jewish people are able to stand against the evil inclination and perform of all mitzvahs. And that in turn gives the Jewish people the merit to inherit the land of Israel. Because we know that everything follows the beginning, and if you are able to do the beginning properly, then what will follow will also be proper. As Rashi writes down in Parshas Yisroi, chapter 19, verse number 5, where the verse says, V'ato, and now, im shomoya tishmu bekoili, if you are going to listen to my voice, u'shmartem es brise, and you'll observe my covenant, v'yisem li segula mikol o'amim, then you'll be the most beloved treasure of all people, Kili kol ha'aretz, for mine is the entire world. Rashi notes that the pasuk could have said v'ato im tishmu bekoili, if you're going to listen to my voice, but the pasuk says v'ato and now im shomoya tishmu bekoili, if listen you will listen to my voice. Rashi says, why is it written that way? Rashi answers im ato tekablu aleichem, that if now you will accept on yourself the mitzvahs, then yerav lochem mikam ve'elech, then it will be sweeter for you, it will be easier for you from now on. Why? Shekal hascholos koshos, because all beginnings are hard. And if you listen in the beginning, then it will be easier for you to perform later. Therefore, since the Jewish people were able to overcome the evil inclination in such an exemplary way when they did the Omer, then for sure they'll be able to keep the other mitzvahs. That will give them the merit that they will inherit the land of Israel. And everything started from the fact that Avraham Avinu kept the mitzvah of Bris Milah. Avraham Avinu, by keeping the mitzvah of Bris Milah, of the circumcision, showed us that we could have the strength to overcome the new evil inclination, a more vigorous evil inclination than before, because he became Metzuveh V'Oiseh, commanded and did it by the circumcision. So too, the Jewish people were able to overcome the evil inclination when they did the Omer, when they did the first new mitzvah, when they came into Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, because of that, the Jewish people merited to have Eretz Yisrael. Then comes out that in the merit of the circumcision, that caused the Jewish people that eventually they will receive the land of Israel. And according to this, he explains, this is the meaning of the Medrash. Lo'oilam atihi mitzvah se'oimer kal benecho, that the mitzvah of Oimer should not be light in your eyes. Even though that seemingly this mitzvah is not hard at all, because you bring the first harvest to the Kohen, but it seems to be a very easy mitzvah, but nonetheless, the Torah is warning you, be careful and do it. Because since this is the first mitzvah that you'll do in Eretz Yisrael, and everything will follow the beginning, then Hashem wants you to be careful to do this mitzvah and stand by the test of the more vigorous Yetzer Hara. Like that, you'll be able to merit to come into Eretz Yisrael. Because in the same way that the merit of circumcision caused us to have the strength for the Omer, and that caused us to be able to inherit the land, which means that Avraham Avinu was able to inherit the land because of the mitzvah of the circumcision. The same thing for us. If we do the mitzvah of Omer, that will merit us to inherit the land, because since we do the beginning in an exemplary way, then the tendency is that you will continue to do the mitzvahs, and once you continue to do the mitzvahs, you merit to inherit the land. Another interpretation brought down by the Berach Moshe is based on the Yaros Dvash, Chelek Aleph, Drosh Zayin. The Yaros Dvash goes on the pasuk of the Shema, which is the Devarim, chapter 6, verse number 5, where he says, "V'ahavtaz Hashem Elokecha," you should love Hashem your God, "b'chol levavcha," if all your heart, "v'chol nafshecha," if all your soul, "v'chol meidecha," and all your resources. The Gemara there in Brachas Dav Samach Aleph Omed Beis 61b says, Tanya we learned, Rabbi Lezer says, Im nemar b'chol nafshecha, if it's already written b'chol nafshecha o your soul, lomar nemar b'chol meidecha, why is it written if all your possessions? Ve nemar b'chol meidecha, if it's written all your possessions, lomar nemar b'chol nafshecha, why is it written if all your soul? Rabbi Lezer answers, Im yeshlach adam shagif echol avom moinoi, there's a person that his body is more beloved to him than his resources, meaning that his body is more beloved and a person is threatening his body by saying, worship the idol or I'll destroy your body. Therefore it's written, Bechol nafshecha, if all your soul, that even if they take your soul, you are supposed to love Hashem and not worship the idol. And then there's a person whose money is more important than his body, meaning that if they threaten the body, that's no big deal, but if they threaten the money, his resources, then this person won't be able to withstand. Therefore, the Torah is warning you, Bechol Moedecha, that you should love Hashem if all your resources, that even if they threaten your resources, still love Hashem and do not worship the idol. This is the answer of Rabbi Elazar, why it's written, Bechol Moedecha, before your possessions, even though it's already written, Bechol Nafshecha, with all your soul. But the Yaros Dvash gives a different answer. The Yaros Dvash explains that the reason it's written, Bechol Moedecha, with all your possessions, is because your possessions, the way you deal with your possessions, that will be a proof to you, the litmus test, if you are going to be able to do Bechol Nafshecha with all your soul. Meaning that a person is busy all his life trying to gather money, trying to gather wealth. And if he is able to withstand the test of money, meaning that if he gives up the money because of the honor of Hashem, he does the mitzvahs the proper way, he gives charity the proper way, then this fact that is able to withstand the test with money and do it properly, that is a testimony that if he is going to be confronted with Mesiras Nefesh, with sacrifice of his body, that he will be able to pass that test. And therefore, says the Yaros Dvash, that's why it's written, Bechol Moedecha, with all your possessions, after Bechol Nafshecha, after with all your soul, because Bechol Moedecha, the way you behave with your money, is a proof how you are going to behave with your body. If you cheat with your money, you don't act properly with your money, then for sure, if you are going to be confronted with the test of Bechol Nafshecha, of somebody taking away your soul, then for sure you won't be able to pass that test. Because if you don't act properly in front of Hashem in regards to your possessions, for sure you're not going to act properly in regards to your soul, in regards to your body. These are the words of the Yaros Dvash. The Berach Moshe says that if you really think about it, the Omer is also a test of Bechol Moedecha, of how you behave regarding your possessions. Because a person works so hard in the field, he first cleans up the field, then he plows the field, then he plants the field. Finally, he's able to see a blessing about his work, that finally it grows and finally it reaches the level that it's ripe and ready to be cut. And instead of right away doing and make sure that he gets his investment, this person decides to close his mouth and not do anything to the field and not enjoy any part of the field until the Jewish people bring the Omer. That means that the Omer shows you how a person is willing to behave towards his money, that he's behaving properly towards his money. He is not using his money, his possessions, improperly, even though he waited so long for his field to be ripe and for him to reap the field. Nonetheless, he doesn't touch it, he doesn't do anything until the Jewish people bring the Omer on the 16th of Nisan. And in contrast, the mitzvah of the circumcision, the mitzvah of Bris Milah, is Bechol Nafshecha, if all your soul, because the mitzvah of Bris Milah involves giving up yourself for the mitzvah and fulfill the commandment of Hashem. Because the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Nun Zayin Omed Beis 57b, interprets the pasuk that's written in Tilam, chapter 44, verse 23, where there it says, Ki olecha hoiragnu kol hayoyim, because for your sake we are killed every day. The Gemara later says in the name of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Zumila, that this is referring to the circumcision Shanitna Lishmoines Yomim that is given for 8 days. And Rashi explains why is circumcision considered Horagno Klayoim, that we are killed every day. Rashi says the Zimnim Demayas, because sometimes a child is killed during circumcision, which means that we are willing to risk our lives in order to fulfill the mitzvahs of Hashem. So much so that David HaMelech says that on this mitzvah we were killed every day. Then we see that Bris Milah is in the level of Bechol Nafshecha with all your soul. And how do you achieve the level of Bechol Nafshecha with all your soul? That must be if you are careful with your money. If you are careful with Bechol Moedecha, as the Yaros Dvash says. And where do we see that the Jewish people are careful in the money by the mitzvah of Omer. By us fulfilling the mitzvah of Omer, that causes us to have the strength to fulfill the mitzvah of Bris Milah. And once we do the mitzvah of Bris Milah, of circumcision, then Hashem gave the promise of Avraham Avinu that because of circumcision, we'll receive Eretz Yisrael. Then it comes out that because of the mitzvah of Omer, we eventually are going to receive Eretz Yisrael. Again, because we do the mitzvah of Omer, that shows that we act properly with our money. And the Yaris Vash says that if we act properly with our money, then if we are confronted with Bechol Nafshecho, if acting properly with our soul, we will be able to pass the test. And since we act properly for our money, then we are able to make the circumcision. Once we make the circumcision, then we are able to inherit Eretz Yisrael. And that is the meaning of the Medrash. The Medrash says, don't take the mitzvah of Omer very lightly. Why? Because we are able to do properly the Omer, then Zoch Avraham Avinu, Avraham Avinu merited to have the land of Canaan. Because Avraham Avinu received the land of Canaan because we are going to do circumcision. How do we ensure on doing the circumcision is by us acting properly in the Omer, because it's written, Ba'atos Brisi Tishmo, if you keep this covenant, Zem Mitzvahs Omer, this is the Mitzvahs Omer, which proves that we are going to keep the covenant of the circumcision. And if we keep the covenant of circumcision, then we'll be able to inherit Eretz Yisrael. And Hashem Yisburg should help that we should all overcome our Yetzer Hara of today, which is the Yetzer Hara of money, and we should all act properly. If you act properly and give the proper charity, then we'll merit what is written in Yeshaya chapter 1, verse 27, that Tzion b'mishpat ipodeh, Tzion should be redeemed with justice, v'shaveya b'tzedaka, and her returnees with righteousness, but with proper charity, and will merit to have Moshiach come, the Beis HaMikdash rebuild, b'mehera b'yomeinu, Amen.